Please join me in the prayer of confession printed in your bulletin.
Let us pray.
Loving God, you offer comfort, but we choose fear. Knowing God, you call each of us by name, but we pretend not to hear. Sending God, you invite us to follow Jesus, but we run the other way. In worship and in life, love us, call us, and send us. Forgive us and make us new, day by day. Amen. We lost a paper.
Friends, hear the good news. God's love is bigger than any mistake that you have made.
God's love is deeper than any pain or regret that you carry.
There is nothing in heaven or on earth, nothing in your past, present, or future that can separate you from the love of God, which is already yours in Jesus Christ.
You are loved and forgiven just as you are.
Amen.
Our Gloria this morning is different. All of the children are going to sing verse 1, and then the whole congregation is going to join in verse 1 printed here, followed by verse 2 printed on the next page. Let us stand.
As loved and forgiven children of the God, we greet one another with signs of peace.
Peace. You guys can see. An astute reader of the bulletin will notice that we do not have a children's message this morning, since it's Children's Sunday, but rather we have an adult's message. And to know how your adult's message goes, you need to turn to page 5 of your bulletin. If your name is on page 5, which is a fair majority of you, you are invited down for our adult's message. Come on down, just like the children do. If your name is on here, come on down. Emily? Carly? Come on.
I'm just kidding.
You guys, you can stand or sit as you are able. If you need a taller seat, you can go sit in the back. All of these people helped with Christian education this summer, or this past year. These are our Sunday school teachers, our adult Bible school leaders. These are our Sunday school superintendent, all of our Sunday school teachers. Megan, can you share your seat? Oh, do you want to sit there? I didn't think the seating through. These are all the people that we have to say thank you to, because they have it in their lives. They have made it a priority to teach people about Jesus, be it our youngest or our oldest. They share the love that God has put in their lives with those around them. And I want to make sure they get adequately thanked. Not only during this time, but all day. So I'm going to make them wear these teacher labels so that as you see them after worship and at the car wash and during fellowship hour, you can make sure if you see one of these bright labels that you thank them. So pass them around, take a label, no getting out of it. These people helped with VBS. They served on our committees. Many of them are parents, but you don't have to be a parent to be up here if you want to be up here next year. Some of these people are high schoolers. Take a teacher sticker. Mm-hmm. There's one for you, Miss. You are definitely a teacher, Mrs. K. And as our thank you gift for these teachers, we have adult coloring books. Here, I'm gonna let you take one and pass it. Yes, take one and pass it. And thank you, that's what I was looking for. And Miss R's now. And we have one very special teacher to thank. She gets an adult coloring book and a card. This is Dawn R's now, our Sunday school superintendent. She truly, truly, truly makes everything happen behind the scenes with regards to Christian education. Every beautiful sign, every great idea, the credit all goes to her. And as your associate pastor, this job would be so much harder without her. So thank you, Mrs. Arsenal. All the kids, can you guys tell her thank you?
Thank you.
You may go back. Did you take your coloring book? Oh, you want to? You can color with your mom and hers. it wouldn't be the adult's message or the children's message without an echo prayer. So let's all pray together, children and adults alike. Dear God, thank you for the gift of teachers. Thank you for the many ways they show us your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our reflection, scripture readings and reflections this morning come from our high schoolers. Some of their names are printed incorrectly in the bulletin. We had some last minute pinch hitting. So I will introduce them to you now before they take over this time of scripture reading and reflection. Ryan and Elise and Evan are reading scripture for us this morning. The scripture is printed in your bulletin, and it will be a continuous piece of scripture split into three parts so you can follow along. And our three preachers this morning are Emily Curran, Hadley Flegg, and Carly Peterson. They are all high schoolers in our high school youth group and or Sunday school class, and they have so much faith to share with you this morning.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4. They are each printed in your bulletin from the Common English Bible translation. Each passage tells the story of people following Jesus. And day by day, more and more people followed. Listen to the word of God. From that time, Jesus began to announce, "Change your hearts and lives. Here comes the kingdom of heaven." As Jesus walked alongside the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, because they were fishermen. "Come follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away, they left their nets and followed him.
The past two summers, many of us have had the privilege of going on week-long mission trips with the youth group through the organization Next Step. The first 4 days of the mission trip are spent at work sites, and the last day is spent enjoying what the community has to offer. Last year, we went to a nearby lake. After spending the majority of the day working alongside the community, a worship service was held each night. A short sermon would be given, and the worship leaders would lead us in song, and then we would participate in something called Yay God. Every mission group would be given the time to discuss in small groups how they saw God during the day, and then, once each group had come up with what they would like to share, we came back together as a large group, and one person from each mission group would share how they saw God at their work sites. After each anecdote, everybody in the congregation would join together and say, "Yay God!" Last year, on our mission trip to South Carolina, I can remember one particular Yay God that we told. Our group was walking with the members of the Belle Mead community in South Carolina to distribute flyers for the upcoming block party. One community member, Lyndon, was giving a younger girl, I forget her name, a piggyback ride. The girl was steering Lyndon, making them lag much further behind the rest of the group. Because of how slowly they were walking, Lyndon was able to spot a woman who was lying on her front porch unconscious, that the rest of the group missed. The woman ended up being okay, but Lyndon noted that had he not been giving that girl a piggyback ride, he would have never seen the woman. Sure, that story could have been purely a coincidence, but that is something I see God in. Lyndon did not have to give that girl a piggyback ride, and nothing was telling her to steer him in that particular direction, but he did give her a piggyback ride, and she did steer him towards the woman, and he did help her. It is so hard to see God in a world where so many terrible things happen. When I really think about it, I don't understand how God could possibly be present in a place where a man can escape with just 3 months of prison after brutally assaulting a young woman. And I have to wonder where God is when we, as a nation, fail to question a presidential nominee who thinks it's okay to tell somebody they cannot do their job because of their race. But if I change my perspective, if I try to see thee more clearly, finding God in this world becomes so much easier. I remember that Yay God moment in South Carolina when God opened our eyes to someone else's needs. And I see God in that young woman who had the strength to speak up for justice despite a system that would rather blame, shame, and silence her. I may be unsure of where God is in this hateful political climate, but I thank God that the power-hungry and their ways are so abundantly transparent. Jesus is walking alongside the Sea of Galilee, calling out, "Change your hearts and lives. Here comes the kingdom of heaven. So go, change your hearts and your lives. Look for God, follow Jesus, and watch out, because heaven is fast approaching and the world is becoming a better place." Amen.
Continuing on, he saw another set of brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with Zebedee their father, repairing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
We can all relate to the description of James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Have you ever been so sure of yourself and so committed to something that you were doing day in and day out, only to find out that you were wrong? You pour your whole self into an idea, have all the confidence in the world and your belief, and suddenly you realize there is a better way. Maybe it's something small, like completing an algebra equation, confidently reaching for the answer key, only to see that x equals 253, not 252. Or maybe it goes deeper. Maybe you're like me. You go on a trip and you have a change in heart because of a relationship that changes the way you view other friendships and relationships, and your whole understanding of yourself is modified. Well, whatever it is, it's stunning at first. You're in disbelief for a while, and then you're so excited about what you've learned, and you just want to share it with everyone. I think this is how the brothers felt when they saw Jesus walking. And this is how much of the world feels when they find God in their lives for the very first time. When we love God, we sacrifice a lot. Loving and trusting new ideas is hard. It isn't always easy to go against what we knew or what we once knew to be true. John and James refocus. They chose to see God's love by following Jesus faithfully, and the result was restored hope. And while I'm not positive about all that much at age 18, I am sure that God loves me, and the more I trust him, the longer I walk with him, the more often I mimic his ways, the easier it is to see his love. His love never fails to amaze me. Every time we show trust in him, whether we're aware of it or not, we spread his love further than the last time. Maybe when we choose to see and accept God's love in our lives, we are spreading his love, maybe without even realizing it.
Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. He announced the good news of the kingdom and healed every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread throughout Syria. People brought to him all those who had various kinds of diseases, those in pain, those possessed by demons, those with epilepsy, and those who were paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from the areas beyond the Jordan River.
Following Christ is so much more than just believing and knowing about him. It's actively pursuing a relationship with him and choosing to live a life like his. To follow thee more nearly means to be close to Christ. Along with that, it means to be more like him. Being Christ-like is loving others, serving even when it's inconvenient, having a larger understanding in general, and so many other incredible things. It is walking the path that Jesus leads for us. We want to walk a path that Jesus leads. Sometimes we may fail at following his path, and if that's the case, we must not worry. We must know that his love and grace is always unending, for his love covers a multitude of sins, 1 Peter 4:8. There are certain people in my life that are very influential to me. All those people live lives like Christ, and they spread to everyone around them. Two of the people that follow thee very nearly are my friends Hannah and Ian that I met on a Next Step mission trip last summer. They served as interns in South Carolina. Both Hannah and Ian not only followed nearly, they also pursued in teaching me and everyone else they encountered about the true love of Christ. They spread his word like no other. Any questions we had or anything we wanted to know, they were there to tell us and help to guide us in the right direction, and they still are. They're both two incredibly kind people who walk like Christ and love spreading his word. Since knowing Hannah and Ian, along with many others, I have learned from them what it feels like to follow thee more nearly. We need community, we need each other, to know what it means to follow Jesus more nearly. I am thankful for this community, for Mrs. K, Pastor Hannah, Pastor Lou, and for the youth group and the opportunities that the church gives, like the mission trip and Vacation Bible School. Every day, I will try my best to follow the path that Jesus sets out for me.
Day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray. To see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray. To see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Day by day.
Day by day,
love thee more dearly.
Day by day. my Savior,
loving,
our Creator,
righteous,
forgiving,
powerful,
merciful,
always there for us,
caring.
Thank you for
providing our need,
never giving up on us,
forgiving me when I commit a sin,
friendship,
my house,
reminding me to be thankful for what I have,
loving us all no matter what imperfections we have,
caring about us,
protecting us.
Please help me to
help those in need,
continue to learn about you,
be more understanding,
be patient and kind,
be more forgiving,
to be more focused about your stories and truth,
not commit sins and live the way you want me to,
live more like Jesus did,
learn more about you. Thank you for an awesome year in Sunday school.
Thank you for our parents,
our teachers,
and all the leaders in our church.
Thank you for all that you have done for us.
And be with us as we go out into the world.
Now we all pray together in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
when we offer our gifts to God, we are able to see God more clearly, love God more dearly, and follow God more nearly. Each of us are invited to give a gift to God now in our time of offering.
Thank you. You may remain standing. Our final hymn this morning is from the Red Songbook found in your pew. If there's one not directly in front of you, there should be one near you, and you can share with your neighbor. It's hymn number 128. We're going to, Miss Joanne is going to play it through for us once, and then we're going to sing the verse through two times. 128.
Sit down for just a sec. I won't be long. Hannah, stand over there. Hannah, you haven't been with us 6 months yet, and you have changed us. We are not the same community that we were before you came, and that's a good thing. You have impacted the lives of many, 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 and we cannot wait for the future. One thing I wanted to tell you, we gave you a fake bulletin so that you wouldn't see the announcement. The flowers there are for you from the Christian Education Committee, and I think we owe her our thanks.
Lou is always surprising me right before the benediction. To God be the glory. In this service and in every service and every day of our lives, day by day, may you go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills, they will break forth before you because God is good and his love endures forever. Now, may you go out to fellowship hall, coffee hour, to tell these young, wonderful young people how wonderful they are, and then drive your car around to the car wash and get it washed. And may the peace of Christ attend you, the love of God surround you, and the faith of this community led by the Holy Spirit be with you this day and every day, day by day. Amen.